All right, now we definitely have quorum. Okay.
I will now call the meeting to order.
Welcome to the November 13th Street Youth Staff Commission virtual meeting. We are going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Use the raise hand feature when you would like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call vote, all panelists will be unmuted briefly. Staff click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in order in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. The clerk will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. Please do not use your video. If you turn your video on, it will be shut off.
All right, roll call. We'll now ask for roll call. Members of the pub committee, please unmute yourselves and stay present when your name is called. Let's see, Megan Blakehorst, Economic Development.
Present.
Megan is present. Scott Bussey, Streets.
Present.
Lieutenant Hannah, MPD.
Present.
Lieutenant Hannah's present. Amy O'Rourke, Parking.
Present.
Amy's present. Marquis O'Mall Group.
Present.
Mark is present. Jeremy Nash, Traffic Engineering.
Present.
Jeremy's present. Scott Strasburg, Fire.
Present.
Scott is present. Caitlin Updike, Capitol Police.
Present.
Caitlin's present. Tim Sabota, Metro.
Present.
Tim is present. Julie Austin Risk.
Present.
Julie's present. John Farney, Engineering.
Present. Excuse me, present.
John is present. All right. Oops. We do have a quorum.
In a virtual meeting like this, it is particularly important that we carefully follow Robert's Rules of Order. Therefore, please do not speak until you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and a second for each agenda item, unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing, excuse me, to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as a point of order or request for information, please use the raise hand function.
Approval of minutes. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the October 16th Street East meeting? Motion Megan, second Caitlin. And the motion to approve, is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote? All right, the motion passes. Agenda item number one, legislative ID 85983 is public comment, and we have no public comment for items that are not on the agenda. Disclosures and recusals. Members of the body should make any required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code. Members, please use the raise hand function if you have any disclosures or recusals on any agenda items. All right, we have no disclosures or recusals today. Agenda item number two, legislative ID 85986, street use permit application for Sip and Glow, a King Street holiday. Just check something here. All right. We have no registrants, but Chris Gabbert is here from the bid if there's any questions. Can we have a motion and a second to approve this item for discussion and voting? Motion Megan, second Caitlin. All right, so this is a new event request. I'm going to pull up the map. We did not have this ready. Okay, there we go. So this request is for Saturday, December 6th. And the request is to close the 100 Block of King Street and the 100 Block of South Pinckney. And then as well as using sidewalk space on 10 South Pinckney and parking on East Main. And this will be, there'll be vendors, arts and craft vendors that are already city licensed. And then indoor, the businesses, the brick and mortars are going to have some specials inside. All right, so we'll go through each agency and see if there's any questions. Julie with risk.
We are good to go with this one.
All right. Scott with fire.
Just a couple of things. excuse me. Hey, do have some musicians, excuse me. I'm not expecting any stages since it looks like they're just one person type of musicians. So since we don't have stages, we're good. One of the issues we've had a little bit with King Street, though, that's coming up, again, new event, so I don't think we'll have to concern ourselves too much with it on this from what I'm seeing, but they do have to make sure and maintain that 20-foot access on here. So I want to make sure that they understand that that is something we will be looking for. So the barricades should be staffed at least with somebody that can move them if need be, but otherwise I just need an EAP from them. Mm-hmm. And then otherwise, I think we're good. But that's just the big thing is we really are going to try and keep it on the King Street a little bit to make sure that we have the entrance and exit off of King as we need for the events there. So again, this
yeah, one and good. Otherwise, can you confirm that needs to be all the way through, right?
That is, yes, it needs to be all the way through. Have to be able to get access to it somehow. So yeah. from both ends in this case. So. But otherwise, that's about it.
Okay, thank you. And Chris, can you let us know what, if anything, will be set up in King Street?
The intention would be to do vendors along. I have the lines on both sides of the street right now because I haven't determined which side of the street we're going to put vendors on. The idea would be to put vendors on one side of the street to maintain the 20-foot access. Would that work if the vendors are on one side and then we leave the other side clear?
Yeah, if you have them on one side, that's fine. That's one of the things we've had is the seating out in the street or in the parking area has kind of progressed its way out into the street a little bit for some of these things. So depending on what the businesses are going to have set up, if anything still on their side, you'll have to take that into account.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, they may end up activating their sidewalk cafes, but they have no intention of activating any street space.
Okay.
Then you so that should work.
We got okay. That.
Perfect. Right. Thank you.
Okay. And Jeremy with Traffic Engineering.
I think things look, no major concerns or anything. Did have a quick question for Chris. Looks like you're using barricades. Are you planning on using city barricades for that?
Yes, and we'd need them to be dropped off.
Dropped off, okay. And there'd be a fee for that, if that's just so you're aware of that.
That's fine.
All right, sounds good. And just as a reminder, I've been trying to remind events this year, set the barricades up on the outside of the crosswalks, or the crosswalks kind of like contained within the event zone. Just kind of help protect pedestrians a little bit more.
Got it.
Besides that, you should be good to go. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy. Lieutenant Hannah, MPD?
No issues, and if they want police staffing, they can contact Emily.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll have you call parking. Chris, can you just confirm which... 100 Black of King, 100 South Pinckney, and then 100 East Main. Is that where you want the meter signs?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I don't think we need the meter signs on Pinckney, but we'll need them on Main King, and we don't need them on Pinckney on the square, just the 100 Block of Pinckney, 100 Block of King, and Main Street.
Good. What's the 100 block East Main, the parking lot, parking spaces used for the vendors or?
That will probably just be like our staff use for load unload.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Tim with Metro.
Just wanted to confirm the green line on the 10 block of Pinckney on the square, what that usage is.
That's just sidewalk usage space for city approved vendors. So that won't be in the street at all.
On the square side?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So that.
No, sorry. Yeah. Yes. On the square, not on the Capitol side.
Square side and Capitol side are the same thing, but the blue bus stop icon that's in front of the first, the bank building remains open and accessible for traffic.
Correct.
Thank you. That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Megan with Wendy, go ahead.
Yeah, and just to confirm, Tim, too, we had Chris and I met on site and talked about the bus stops that are there along that South Pinckney, and that all the setup would allow for full access to Metro during that time. And I, you know, Chris and I met on site last week or so, and kind of walked through things, and we've outreached art and craft vendors, so things seem to be moving pretty smoothly from that from my perspective. And Chris and I will do a touch base about communicating with city licensed art and craft vendors as we move forward.
Perfect. Thank you.
Oops, sorry. Meant to mute and.
All right, and let's see. Chris, did you need any city equipment as far as trash barrels or dumpsters? I did not write that down.
I think two trash cans.
All right, so I'm going to share the draft permit now. This is the draft street use permit for Sip and Glow, a King Street holiday. The street closure request is 100 King Street and 100 South Pinckney, which would include also the parking on those streets, as well as parking on 100 East Main. And then the sidewalk space on 10 East Main, 10 South Pinckney. Oh, actually, it doesn't look like you're going to use 10 East Main. Is that correct? Just
yes, that's correct.
Okay. I'm not sure why I put that in there. Okay, 10 South Pinckney, 100 East Main, 100 South Pinckney, 100 King. And this is Saturday, December 6th, 2024. Setup street closure begins at 4 p.m. The event itself starts at 6 until 9, and then cleanup and streets will reopen by 11. And there's amplified sound from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We have indemnification for the city. Certificate of insurance is required and on file. We ask you notify your area alder. We'll ask you notify the businesses and residents on those streets that are closed, including day of contact information. Traffic engineering will deliver and pick up barricades. We'll have you call parking for the no parking signs. The event is not on special event resolution, so it must adhere to the vending rules in the mall concourse. Cannot invalidate any vending sites, and sidewalk cafes, should they choose to be out, cannot be invalidated. Street Use Staff Commission approves city licensed art and craft mall vendors within the event perimeter. We'll ask that you coordinate with Megan, which you've already done. Noise must be kept to a reasonable level. 20-foot emergency access must be maintained through the streets. ADA accessible pathway must be maintained. No inflatables are allowed on city right away. No permanent markings, and you're required to clean up. All right. Any further questions on Sip and Glow?
Did you have on there that they need to get the EAP into me yet, though?
Oh, yes. Actually,
I'm working on it. I should have it done by the end of day today.
Not a problem. Okay. Sounds good.
Sounds good. Okay. Go ahead, Mark.
In the case of snow, is there a backup plan?
Sorry, we'd likely cancel due to weather if the weather was too inclement for the event to be held successfully outside.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Perfect. Caitlin, go ahead.
Hey, sorry, you possibly already said this, but my computer kept disconnecting me from the meeting. Was this going to be fully on the city side, or is that 10 Pickney part going to be partly on the capital side?
Nope, it is all on city side.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, any further discussion? On the motion to approve, is there any objection recording a unanimous vote on item number 2? All right, motion passes. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, so agenda item 3, legislative ID 85984. These are just discussion items, informational. So the permitted activities, the data just shows, you know, the street use permits are pretty much back to pre-pandemic levels. As far as number of permits that are issued. But other than that, I'm happy to answer any questions about that information. And then I also included the 2025 draft calendar. A couple things to point out. First of all, this is always in draft form, but anytime you all want to look at it, let me know. And there will be three, so far that I know of, three bigger new events that have reached out to me or us. One is in February, and it's the Ice and Snow Sailing World Championships, which will not be street use, but it'll be set in James Madison Park and then using Lake Mendota. So that's pretty cool. And then we have the All City Swim again, which will next year will be at Hill Farms Neighborhood by Rennebaum Park. There probably will be a street closure included in that. And then we are talking about on May 4th, a USA Cycling National thing, trying to figure out where they can be, if anything, downtown. So working through those things. I also included the 2025 meeting schedule, which is just pretty identical to 2024. So yeah, any questions on all of that information? This is our last scheduled meeting of the year. So unless we were to get another application, this we will reconvene in January. All right, so we'll just go through the next announcements, which are recapping recent events. So let me know any info that we need to keep track of for next year. But we had the last of the farmers markets downtown. We had the last Madison Night Market since our last meeting, which also included Science on the Square. We had the Jack Cook 5K. We had a bunch of voting, DJ Get Out the Vote stuff, UW Homecoming Parade. Seems to be a good plan. All right. Downtown Madison Family Halloween and Parks Hayrides. And then the most recent one, the Madison Marathon. Go ahead, Mike.
For Madison Marathon, I just noticed a lot of equipment delivered on Friday, and I think their permit really just had Saturday and Sunday for delivery and setup. So I think similar to Taste of Madison, if they want them porta potties delivered on the race route on Friday, they just need to mention it and kind of break that out on when actual deliveries will be versus when their permitted start times are. And I noticed it on multiple locations around the race route, not so much downtown, but outside in the neighborhoods a lot.
Okay. Perfect. Go ahead, Tim.
I was just going to say this is third and even fourth hand, but for the marathon. Don't know what contact Metro operations staff may have had with MPD during the race day event. But we did have buses stationary on Park Street for more than 30 minutes at the crossing there, and then also on the outer ring. So whatever that's worth.
All right, we will follow up with those things and hopefully fix it for next year. All right, any updates from your agency for the team? Okay, and yeah, so our next meeting is January 22nd, 10 a.m. virtual meeting. We do have a few events left this year. We have two home football games left, the Sip and Glow, which we just permitted, and then Run Santa Run, which is, I think I have it wrong. It's on the 21st, not the 14th. All right. Any further thoughts for the team before we adjourn? Go ahead, Scott. If you can.
There you go. Sorry about that. Is there going to be a winter market that we're going to need a bin at?
No.
Okay.
No. They're doing the Shine On lighting, their winter kind of, in quotes, night market. It's just going to be in Peace Park this year. They're not closing any streets or I think having a bunch of vendors. Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Yep. No problem. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, everyone. My name's Chris with City Engineering, and just want to introduce myself. John Farney, as some of you may have heard, is retiring next month. So I know John's been on this committee for a long time and did a lot of good work. So thank him for that and wish him well. And I will be his contact if you need assistance for the things that he was helping this committee out with. I will be the, I guess, contact for a while until we find his replacement. So
perfect. Thank you. And thank you very much, John, for all your work on the street use team. You're currently helping us out a lot with this race thing, and we really appreciate all your hard work and good luck. Retirement.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
All right. Okay. Can I have a motion in a second to adjourn? Motion Megan, second Tim. On the motion to adjourn, any objection recording unanimous vote? All right, meeting adjourned. Thanks, everybody.